2003, the National Center for Health Statistics added a breastfeeding question to the new National Electronic Birth Certificate. And this question read, is the infant being breastfed at discharge? Since they added this question, many states have added a breastfeeding question to their own state birth certificate. And in Massachusetts, this question reads, are you breastfeeding or do you intend to breastfeed? We sought to determine whether birth certificate data accurately reflected actual feeding method that was found on the birth certificate. And we examined two hospitals in Massachusetts. We selected 306 medical records at Lowell General Hospital and 232 at Boston Medical Center. This data was initially collected from randomized medical records that were being used for a larger study. To give you some background on the hospitals, Lowell General Hospital has approximately 1,700 births per year, and Boston Medical Center has approximately 2,500 births per year. And Boston Medical Center is also a baby-friendly hospital. Baby-friendly is a designation given by the WHO and UNICEF, and it's an award that is given to hospitals that meet certain criteria for breastfeeding awareness and support. And both hospitals serve urban populations with a high percentage of immigrants. So the mother's answer to the birth certificate breastfeeding question was obtained from the birth certificate worksheet at Lowell General Hospital, and at Boston Medical Center it was obtained from the hospital's internal perinatal database. And the feeding documentation was found in infant's bedside feeding chart, and this was compared to the mother's answer that was found previously to the breastfeeding question. And to show you a couple samples of these forms, the first one is the birth certificate worksheet. And the question circled at the bottom left corner is the question that reads, is the infant being breastfed at discharge? And this is a copy of the national birth certificate. And on the left, we have the infant's bedside feeding chart. And this is where we collected the actual feeding information from the hospital stay, as both breastfeeding, bottle feeding, and how many feeds. We determined that certain demographics, such as language, might affect the mother's ability to answer the question accurately. So we performed chi-square analysis to determine whether the differences between women who answered accurately and the women who answered inaccurately. We found that at Lowell General Hospital, birth certificate answers agreed with infant feeding records in 95% of cases. And that would be about 290 out of 306 charts that we looked at. And at Boston Medical Center, we found that the birth certificate answers agreed with infant bedside record in about 80% of the cases, which is 185 out of 232 medical records. In terms of the data that did not match the record and the mother's original intent, we found at Lowell General Hospital that 7 women stated intent to breastfeed but did not, and that 9 women, they would not breastfeed but ended up breastfeeding. At Boston Medical Center, we found that 7 women stated intent to breastfeed but did not, and the surprising data we found that 40 women said they would not breastfeed but ended up breastfeeding. And this would be about 17% of the medical records that we looked at Boston Medical Center. Let's look at it graphically. We see that Boston Medical Center approximately 80% matched, and at Lowell General Hospital, about 9% matched. And this is to look at the cases in which the birth certificate data varied from the infant feeding record. We see at Lowell General Hospital, both small percentages of cases that did not match. And at Boston Medical Center, we see that 17% of records that mothers who intended to breastfeed but ended up not breastfeeding, did not intend to breastfeed, excuse me, but did breastfeed. We conducted chi-square analysis to see how women differed from those who answered accurately and those who answered inaccurately, and we found that they did not differ significantly by age, insurance status, or maternal birthplace. We found the breastfeeding data on the birth certificate in Massachusetts is accurate, but varied between the two hospitals. And surprisingly, though breastfeeding is a a desirable health behavior, it was not overstated. We found that the theory that women make infant feeding decisions in pregnancy may be flawed. As I mentioned previously, 20% of women at Boston Medical Center apparently changed their feeding decision after their baby was born. And also, as we mentioned, 17% of women said they would not breastfeed but did. And Boston Medical Center is a baby-friendly hospital, so we believe that the supportive breastfeeding policies that are found with the baby-friendly hospital initiative may have contributed greatly to this maternal change of mind. To conclude, these results stress the importance of breastfeeding support in the postpartum environment. Providers should guard against making assumptions about women who might enter the facility if they intend to formula feed, as we saw many women did indeed change their infant feeding decision after baby was born. Aren't conducting a study on that right now, but that is a very valid point. And we want to examine to see how these women are even initiating breastfeeding, the ones that come in with that decision not to breastfeed at all, and how they have been encouraged really to even start breastfeeding. That's what we were examining, but that is a great point.
Whether it was pumping, hand pumping, or all that was included as breastfeeding.